Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Swamp Talk. Here's your hosts, Sean Miller and Corey Burr.
Ah, they're back again, I see.
They're always coming back.
You think they would be afraid of, like, the grenades, the guns, like, all the times we've killed them?
Yeah, I think we may have.
They are too
old school on them.
You need to quiet down. We're trying to do... Okay.
Welcome.
Anyways.
Welcome to Swamp Talk, another episode of Swamp Talk. We have another guest.
Yes.
Hailing from Houston. He performed in 60 countries.
And we got the honor to watch an unlisted video.
Yep. And
it's not out yet. It comes out soon.
Yeah, you'll be able to watch it soon. Probably by the time this airs, it'll be really close to when it comes out. But
and he hosts the weekly Slade Ham Experiment. Did I read there? Yeah. The wildly popular bi-weekly Whiskey Brothers podcast and is featured in over 30 episodes of Slade Runner, a travel series following his adventures around the globe. He directed a few comedy specials, including Andy Huggins' Early Bird special, and he himself has a new special coming out April 2nd. Ladies and gentlemen, hold your applause.
Yeah, calm down.
Slade Ham.
Okay, now you can
not
shoot
everybody all at once. Keep it down. We gotta shut it.
All right. Okay, stop. You guys are way too loud. Let him talk.
No, you know what? Let him go for a second.
No,
let him go.
We'll bask in this story.
Sitting it. All right, so he's our second comedian on the podcast, which is surprising. Ooh.
Yeah, but I feel like you have a little bit more fame than the last one.
Yeah.
You actually had, like, from what we saw with that unlisted video, that was a well-produced show.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing this for a minute. I won't ask who the other one is, but comedy is such a weird subjective thing. There's people I know who've only, you know, you got to be doing it a certain amount of time to kind of know what stand-up really, you know.
Yeah.
You can't, 6 months in, you don't know shit. I don't care what you think you know. But, man, there's a lot of dudes early on in the game that just 5-6 years in, I'm like, man, that dude is funnier than some of the veterans I know. They just figured out the math.
And isn't it always changing, too?
Constantly. Well, what the public thinks stand-up comedy is constantly changes.
Yeah.
But what stand-up is, which is a human being on stage trying to, as efficiently as possible, tell jokes, set up, punch. Here's the thing. Here's it, creating an expectation. Here's me subverting it. Here's me leading you one way and jerking you back the next.
Yep.
That is just sort of the same game it was in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the aughts and the whatever was before the 20s. Now, so it's that keeps changing, but just sort of underneath the surface, right? The delivery mechanism. The rest of it's they're just jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the formula stayed the same, but you have to change the jokes to appeal to, you know, modern day.
Well, there's what's called the Overton window, I think, in society. The window which you're allowed, the stuff you're allowed to talk about, in polite society. And if you go all the way back to the 1800s and the early 1900s, you think about the things that were taboo and you couldn't talk about. A woman couldn't wear a bikini, right? You had to have bloomers, God forbid you say underwear. Like the stuff that was allowed in polite society, what falls inside of that window, it's called the Overton window, and it slides and it moves. And if you look at now versus even like the 80s and 90s, if you look back at Eddie Murphy, Raw and Delirious, and you look at some of the jokes he was telling, you know, it's a lot of it about homosexual life, things like that. And now you could never do it, but back in the 80s, it was inside that window. And now I think we're just seeing as that window slides, different stuff falling in and people more quickly realizing that if they can shove themselves into that window, they're safe. And that's why right now the stuff that's the safest to talk about is the really, really powerful and the really, really weak, because the powerful, no one cares. Fuck them.
Yeah,
right.
Fuck.
Say whatever you want about them. Yep. And the weak don't have enough people. They're not, if they had enough people, they wouldn't be weak. So it's people with fringe beliefs and things that there's just two or three of them out there. And those people we're allowed to make fun of too, because they can't amount a defense.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Society just keeps sliding that window over.
Yeah,
and
I'm
over.
Starting to kind of see it now.
Yeah.
That's cool though. I do appreciate how it adjusts and, what would be the word for it, revamps itself as
it's self-correcting. I think that, what you're looking for. It is a very self-correcting mechanism. So even when you see people always talk about the pendulum is swung too far. Well, yeah, it swings.
It should be sometimes
do.
Though. Yeah, like
it has to. It's the reason you want. It's the reason you want the government to be part Republican and part Democrat, so that there's always really kind of a gridlock. No one's really running away with it. Yeah. So within what we're talking about, right? Like if you just let the crazies go, you can't talk about anything. Well, they try that and then society jerks them back and goes, well, no, this is not how we act here.
Yeah.
This is, we share this living room, you idiot.
Yeah.
Get your shoes off the floor.
Oh, well, I gotta open a beer.
Oh yeah, what are you doing, dude?
Well, let's start off every episode opening a beer.
I mean, open a beer before. He's got his whiskey. I've already cracked a beer.
And there you go. There's the official beer crack of the episode.
Nice. There we go. It is officially started. We are off to a good start. We've already learned the formula to jokes. So this is
Didn't know this was educational.
For any aspiring comedians out there that want to do it, now you know the formula. Just don't push those boundaries, all right? There's that margin.
No, push them. That's how we know where the boundaries are.
All right, so
I watched a clip the other day, and I'm not really like, what's his name, Matt Stripe?
Oh, no, I can't.
But I watched this one video where it was...
I can't stand
it. It was so good because there's a kid in a wheelchair.
And, out of context, I think he's a little bit more funny, but when you watch the whole thing collectively,
I didn't even watch the special. But there was a clip he did, and there's a guy in a wheelchair, mentally handicapped, and he's like, oh shit, you're in a wheelchair. It was like a week ago now. I don't remember. I should have freshened up on the clip.
My boy in a wheelchair over here? What's up, man? Who are you here with? You here with your cousin? What up? Cousin, what's your name?
Jake.
Jake and?
Logan.
Sounded like it. Shut up. Everybody shut up already. I can already tell how y'all gonna feel about this, and I'm not gonna stand for it. Neither will he. Shut up. He's at a comedy show. He know what he came for, all right? That's not true. He could totally be here against his will. We don't know. Yeah, it could have been just Jake that wanted to come to the show. He was like, oh, but parking's gonna be a disaster. Logan! Wait, hold on a second. Are you in a wheelchair too? What the fuck? This never happened. What's your name, love?
Bethany.
Lovely to meet you, Bethany. And you have the, yeah, you're just manual as well. You guys should race. Oh my God, nothing will make me happier. I mean, my money's on Logan, to be honest. That boy built for speed, not comfort. Bethany, if you don't mind me asking, what is your condition? Just severe arthritis. Logan, this bitch, dude. Are you fucking kidding me? Your hips hurt a little bit? I know, Logan, what a bitch, right? I didn't even have that much of a problem with, but he is severely upset with you. You should fuck him. That's your boyfriend? What's he gonna do, beat him up?
Like, that is legitimately funny, but...
Well, it is funny to me, but it's not... Like those.
That
are the
wasn't him
that
being
happened.
Funny,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Well, it's him being quick and
yeah,
it's him being
quick
witty,
and witty,
but it's not stand up.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
exactly.
Not, you don't. You can't write two wheelchairs into your act.
Yeah.
Because
that
it's
was
not
just
work
situationally funny, and he saw the opportunity. He's like, all right, yeah, let's see where this goes.
What? And that's what TikTok and the internet wants. They don't want. I don't know.
That's
they want to see you flounder.
They love fails, but they do like something that could potentially be a fail and it ends up being a great success. And they're just like,
except it's a no. But I'd argue that you're watching that because of the fail on the you watch it because there's a victim to the joke. Mm-hmm. It's you're not watching the wisdom of him. You're watching the pieces come together and you're seeing this, you're laughing
somebody's
at this woman
a victim,
as the butt of,
yes.
Yeah, there's always a victim. Yeah.
Somebody's the butt of the joke.
Her
always.
Hips hurt.
Yeah.
Always.
And he's like, I want to see these guys race.
She went home. She left that comedy area that night And her grandmother picked her up and was like, did you make any friends? And she just sat there and was like, no, grandma. And she just got in the car and just like a tear
but
ran
you
down
know,
her face.
Maybe so, but then maybe also, you don't know this woman's mindset. Maybe the arthritis makes her, she needs the wheelchair, but she's so uncomfortable with being handicapped that she just wishes someone would treat her like she wasn't. And it felt good to have someone look her in the face and go, you know what, lady? Maybe you're not all that fucked up. Maybe she needed to hear that. Maybe,
well,
maybe he's doing God's work down there in whatever
That's
chuckle
true.
Hut he was
well,
playing.
This guy sitting
and
over
she
here
left
is
and started
palsy.
A business.
Yeah.
That's and then that guy will go back to a show and there will be a dead guy and then the shoe will be on the, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you're dead.
You're not
too?
Even dead.
Oh, you're dead too.
Look at you. Sitting there all lazy. You're not. You still got electrical impulses in your nervous system. You pussy. What are you doing?
You're not a vegetable.
You order another drink you, oh, with shit. Your brain activity. Sure, shit. Half of it's out of order, but the rest of you.
I watched this YouTube channel. They do short skits. What was it? Cracker milk? Cracker milk. It's the one where he's looking out the window and he's like.
You sent me it, right?
Yeah, I think so. He's looking out the window and his what's supposed to be his dad comes up and he's like, what's wrong? He's like, oh, I'm getting death threats.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, don't you mean death threats? Not this time. And it pans out the window, and it's just a deaf guy screaming at him. He's like, yeah. And he gets in the van, and he tells the other guy, I'm guessing he's blind, he's like, go. And the blind guy's looking behind him, but they go forward.
I just realized so that if I asked you to speak a language you couldn't speak, right? Mm. Could you, like, if I said speak Spanish and you couldn't speak Spanish, you would just put a bunch of O's on the end of the word,
yeah.
right? Like,
oh,
you would have
he
your way
butchers
of,
the languages.
No doubt, right, no doubt. But I just realized that if you said fake sign language, my hand, I just wiggle my fingers.
Yeah,
I don't even know, I don't even
things.
Smack them together, like, the right way. I should get a fake sign language, like, routine. So that I could pretend.
Yeah.
When someone goes, do you understand me? I can rattle off.
Well, I know a little bit of sign language because I do have a deaf nephew. It's so hard to say that. Like, I actually have to stop it. Yeah, I know he can't hear me.
We made that joke.
Yeah, we did make the joke together. Before.
Of course.
Because, like, I actually have to stop and think about that phrase before I say it. But anyways, I do know some stuff, and I know helicopter. And I know that this is helicopter.
Shut up, that's not
I
helicopter.
I swear to God, this is helicopter.
Yeah, come on.
Or maybe it's this. I think this is helicopter.
Okay, see, that's what I would do if you asked me to pretend to say helicopter and stuff.
Yeah, it's mostly like things
it would either
do.
Be this or but that. I don't know which one.
But I
making the noise, but they can't hear
I think,
you.
Like, I'm trying to remember, yes. And I can't remember if it was like this. It's either that or that stop. It's one of the two, but like it's been a while since I've done sign language.
That's interesting. I wonder, because that's you know how like in English there's the words you mess up, like English as a second language speaker messes up, right?
Yeah.
Where where they don't conjugate the verbs the same way. Or you just the stuff that's later in your learning the language.
Yep.
I wonder what those pitfalls are. In sign language, like if there's some very easily messed up,
if you don't do
it, you know what I mean?
They're just like,
yeah,
that's the
right.
Two deaf people looking at you, or they're just like, what the,
right,
this guy.
You don't want yes
idiot.
And stop to be similar. Those are not in this day and age.
You're signaling for a helicopter, but you fuck it up slightly, and now it's like, this guy wants your dick.
Or if you're trying to order a bouquet of flowers and they send a helicopter.
Yeah, you get a helicopter instead.
Oh, I can't afford this. I had $39 and
shit.
Now
I'm $39,000 in debt. What the fuck?
Yeah, and we have a plane on the roof. This is.
There's not a helicopter pad on my house. What the
heck? What the heck? How the hell they land that there?
There's got to be 7 billion unfilmed sketches. Just floating around
easily.
In the atmosphere somewhere, either rejected from SNL or old,
yeah,
old living color
it.
Stuff yep. or Mad TV stuff.
All those comedians
or...
that like pitched ideas and they're just like, no. And mm-hmm. then Tim Robinson, just being the one out of the many, was able to get a deal through Netflix and able to do his unused ideas. And it's mm-hmm. like, think of how many other people you could do this with. Yep. Like,
well, the ideas don't go away. I remember like some of the guys that do stand up, right? Like on Mad TV back in the day, Ari Spears. It was such a big black guy would do all these crazy good impressions. And then the ones that they didn't do on the show, he would just work this into his stand-up act in some instances. You know, a lot of these guys would just, you find an outlet for it. If you're not a stand-up, it's got to be much harder. You got to call your friends yeah. and find a camera and rehearse in someone's living room. I don't know what sketch people do, but
see,
it sounds like a lot of living room rehearsal.
We kind of dabble in the sketch thing. I wouldn't say it's really sketch. We kind of just do like the improv.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's mainly what our YouTube and
what do y'all do? Y'all do characters?
Yeah, so we're wrestlers. Like we do professional wrestling, but we've taken that and we've done like actual stories and we've developed like
our promos. Yeah. Our promos are
we've won an award. It's not a great award, but it was from like a wrestling company that we work for.
Big production.
Yeah, we won promo of the year, and it wasn't
even a promo.
So what's the? Yeah. So hang on, because I know wrestling requires incredible athleticism. What's the most hurt you've been?
Okay, mine was during training before I was even an official wrestler. I wanted to do a move called the lung blower, where you jump on somebody's back, your knees are on their back, and you grab their shoulders, and then you pull them back to the mat.
Ooh.
So nobody wanted to...
So like a crippler crossface, but all
yeah,
jacked
so
up.
Like it's basically like extension. A backbreaker almost of sorts. Nobody wanted to take it, so the only person willing to take
it's
it was
Chris Jericho's code breaker, but the other way.
Yes, yes. For anybody who's familiar with wrestling, so the only person willing to take it was a almost 7 foot tall giant that was 300-something pounds, and the trainer was like, "Yeah, yeah. All he has to do is go back." He misinterpreted it, so when I jumped on his back, he jumped up into the air with me on his back and then like went back and like slammed like he was taking a normal bump on the wrestling ring. And it actually like the bottom of my back swelled immediately, like started swelling out. And I thought like he broke my back, but I was able to stand and move around. So I waited it out. And I remember just getting to the emergency room after training, and I made it through the doors, and I got to the desk, and they asked me what my name was, and I collapsed on the desk. And it was just like, like next thing I know, they woke me up, and they rushed me in, and they're like, your heart rate dropped to like it was some obscene amount. Like it was basically almost stopped. And I'm just like, I must have been in shock or something. But
yeah, you went into shock.
So they did an immediate like x-ray and like CAT scan on my back. They're like, oh my god, like we've never seen this. It turns out like it was just like it was like a natural reaction that your body does. So like if you get hit hard enough, it makes a bump. So that was like a giant form of a bump on my back. So my back swelled out to protect the spine, and that's all it was. And they're just like, you just kind of need to take it easy for a couple weeks. But they're like, you could have
less
broken
giants,
your back.
Less giants on your back if you could avoid it. Jeez. And then you're just like right back in the ring?
I refuse to ever try that move, even on a smaller person. But I'm literally traumatized. But I do, like, I still wrestle. I will wrestle. Until I can't, probably like my 40s. I'm 30. I'll be 34 in a couple months. So still got a couple years.
Nah, you got all your limbs. They seem to be working. Yeah. You're lifting the drink all nimble and
we
stuff.
We take it
you
easy.
You got a bunch more.
Two.
Yeah.
I see those when I see those wrestling. I used to watch all those videos back in the old YouTube days when I was watching like the what was the old Street Fighter, Kimbo Slice,
oh,
whatever
Kimbo
that era
Slice.
Was.
My God, Kimbo Slice.
When he was one punching people in backyards. Yeah. But I'd also, because YouTube didn't have a whole lot of content, they would just suggest the next thing, and all that was on there was like backyard wrestling dudes.
Yeah.
So these kids would get up with thumbtacks all stuck in their faces and half a table. They're just heads sticking out of it. You're like, these kids, like, I know it's fake, But you can only fake hit someone with a barbed wire covered table so many times before. Yeah. Bitch, you got hit with a barbed wire covered table, yeah, right?
Like, is backyard
there a,
wrestling,
is there a proper defense?
The backyard stuff is legit real. Like, yeah, they can't fake it, and I think that's mainly why it's you can't find it anymore, or
yeah,
because
you can't CGI that, yeah, on your Piggly Wiggly salad. Yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah, and
it's impossible.
I mean, if you want to watch that,
you
type
work
of stuff,
at a Raising Cane's. You gonna hire the dude who did the creator? All right, whatever. Yeah.
I mean, if you want to watch that stuff, they have like a wrestling promotion that's on TV right now, AEW.
No, 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 no. I don't want to see the professional stuff. I want to see the
hardcore,
unsanctioned.
Yeah, yeah, the
I'm watching this for the what if.
But this is as close as you can get, because like I'll watch that, like it's on TV, and I'll be like, who the fuck okayed that to happen on TV? Like, that's on TBS, and I'm literally, like, I'm dumbfounded just because, like, they're allowed to do, like, some obscene stuff.
They did on just some of this. I remember History Channel a couple of years back aired a show called Night Fight, K-N-I-G-H-T Fight.
Sounds
and I didn't know this was a thing, but it's grown-ass human beings who fight like medieval warriors. So they put on armor. And they got battle axes and maces and swords.
I think I remember
and
this.
They jump and they're smacking each other. And it's like, again, you got armor and the weapons are dulled. I understand that. You didn't sharpen it up like Game of Thrones. But even if just a piece of steel, 3 feet by 5 inches, if you swung it at me and I'm wearing basically a trash can, this does not, like, this is, they were just smacking each other in the head, dudes laying on the ground, like, is he in a coma? Doesn't matter, there's 2.5 minutes left in the round, let him go. It's amazing what they air.
Yeah, it really is, and I think TV's...
And I can't stop watching.
Yeah, exactly. They're so desperate now that, like, it's actually become good again. Mm-hmm. Like, for a while, TV was like, I'd rather just stream something that I'm interested to. And now you're, like, watching. But you're like, this is on TV?
Yeah.
There's commercials?
It's the everything has to be one level more than the last, right? If this got X amount of viewers, well, this plus X will get this many viewers. Yep. And I worry sometimes. And then you look at the celebrities that say yes to it, because that's the circuit, right? You're promoting something, you got to go out on the circuit. Yep. Otherwise, why would you ever see someone like Scarlett Johansson on Hot Ones, right? Like, that's why would you ever sit there and watch someone just eating the hottest stuff in the entire world? Which makes you wonder, then, what's next after? Do they just, well, we're bringing the celebrities and we're not even going to bother eating. We're just going to stick the peppers right in your butt and ask you questions about your childhood trauma. Because, like,
yeah, try and have a conversation with me while you're dying in pain.
How bad can we make? And then they just harder and harder questions. Were you ever touched as a child? Like, is this a show that I'm supposed to be on? I've got cayenne pepper all over my lower half.
It's Quiet on the Set, that Nickelodeon documentary just came out. It's Quiet on the Set.
Is that about what's-his-face, the pedophile there?
Yeah, it's Quiet on the Set, but there's hot peppers involved.
Oh.
No, that would be like, imagine if they did that.
All right, yeah.
That's actually preventative to child predators. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, it is. You stick a chili pepper up there, boom, they ain't touching your.
You ever see that movie Teeth? No, we shouldn't.
We ain't we ain't going that far, but you get it.
The Nickelodeon I remember is probably a generation before y'all's. And I was, you can't do that on television. And Clarissa Explains It All.
See, I remember
those were the
Clarissa.
Ones I remember.
Like, I,
Alex she was Mack. Like the grandmother to all of those shows. She started all that.
I liked, see, when my shows were like Slime Time and like all like
the weekday shit.
Yeah,
but
the
see,
weekday
Slime
stuff.
Time and all that. Slime Time and all that. That all slime, all the slime came from You Can't Do That on Television.
Yeah.
And that show. I mean, it had to have been, I don't remember the years that show came on, but it was the mid to early 80s, if I recall. Oh. And it was doing some really groundbreaking sketch stuff.
What was that one? Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
That one was good, 90s, too.
Yeah.
I remember that, too. Yep.
The Crag. Oh, man. That was.
And then there are the dumb shows that no one really remembers, like Alex Mack.
Yeah. But like
Space Cases.
Space Cases.
Or Space Case, one of the two.
I feel like these shows should have a place on TV for like our generations to just go and watch.
Shelby Woo.
What we currently have, right? Like the way everything's so fragmented, all these different platforms, you don't know who owns what. Even with Marvel, half of it's Sony and some of it's MCU, but then you got to wait for these people to let go of these rights because they're interconnected with this. You can have this, but not Fantastic Four, but half of the Hulk and then two of those characters. But it's such a convoluted mess that when I go to find something, it's impossible. I want to see X, right? If you ask me right now to reminisce, if I thought about something from the 80s like MacGyver, right? I wouldn't even know where to start. I would probably start on YouTube and I would watch somebody's version of it that they recorded on their cell phone from their TV and it's at 480 DPI and it's pixelated and still, but I would muddle through it because I don't know where to go. But what we need eventually when they sort all this shit out is just a big library of all of it. And you just go, you know what? You guys charge me for your current whatever. You want me to watch Three Body Problem?
I would pay for that stuff, though.
But that library,
yes.
To go back and just, if it's in your head, it's in this library.
Yes.
How much do you want? Just make it simple. Don't make me have to go to 9 different libraries.
Exactly.
See. Take it all. All my money. You want $1,000 a month? If I can watch anything that's in my brain at any given moment, I'm almost there.
Well, I mean, we're basically paying that with Netflix prices these
days. When I had a VPN, I use Netflix because everything that was separated onto
The UK and Europe version.
Everything that was separate on different apps on the Canadian Netflix, it had it all.
Yeah, they still have The Office over in different countries, and it's like
because they don't have as many apps as we do.
It's literally the United States and their copyright issues and wanting every little cent that they can get. That's what it boils down to, and that's why we're
in
so
Canada.
Affected
it's
by
either
these
Netflix
things.
Or Crave, which is their Hulu.
Well, I mean,
and then I think they have like Paramount and the small stuff.
Paramount's like global, I'm pretty sure.
Well, and then they got the whole CBC that's just pumping out its original content.
Yeah,
they got to do. I forget what it is in Canada, but Canadian TV networks and Canadian radio stations all have to air like some percentage of Canadian produced material.
Yeah.
It's like a law.
Yeah.
So you, if you have a radio station, every fourth song has to be Alanis Morissette or The Tragically Hip or something, or it's very weird.
They could just play Chris Jericho. What's his band? Fozzy?
Yeah, Fozzy.
They could just play Fozzy. I hate WWE now.
I was the kid in the whatever that era was.
Oh, me too.
It was Stone Cold Steve Austin and
too.
The Rock and
the
Rocky Maivia.
The
all those.
Yeah.
That was so, it was such fun villainy.
It was.
And just ridiculousness, and it didn't take itself seriously. I enjoyed that just a little bit.
But then when you start
putting out albums.
Now it's overproduced.
Yeah, way overproduced. They use augmented reality for their entrances now.
This is what WWE should do. They should do that. But not for us, not those of us sitting on our couch watching the wrestling matches, right? You do that in the venue where actual wrestling, not boring as shit, but like when you're just sitting, when there are people arrested, it's quiet. You're not, you know what I mean? You know what wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
But if everybody came in with their contacts or glasses or whatever you got right now, and you watch the whole arena and you watch the matches in real time, but the dragons were flying and the explosions were happening.
Cool, yeah.
And it's layered over your live experience.
Yeah, that would be
cool. Now that's something worth paying attention to, but just doing it because you can kind of cheat on the TV for us back. We know it's not real. I want to see it.
Yeah, they're.
Let's go fix the WWE. They can't take us. Let's kick down the door. There's three of us. Two of you guys are wrestlers. We got them. Well, I think it's when you see all these places, as soon as the technology comes out, everybody wants to jump on board, right?
Yes.
Like, that's why all these AI chatbots are complete idiots. You know, you're like, I want to talk to a manager. They're like, your pizza's on the way. And you're like, you're an iPhone store. Like, this isn't even, they're idiots. But it's because everyone wants to be so early. And I think when you're a mega corp like the WWE and you're trying to outpace the competition and be breakthrough and revolutionary and all these things, you go, all right, well, let's do this now. Instead of stopping and going, wait, what could this be if we put like if we waited a year and did it right?
Yeah.
It's more like, how do we capitalize on it now?
Yeah.
And that's, you know.
Yeah. The quick turnover instead of putting in the full effort.
Yes. I also don't own a billion-dollar corporation, so I'm certainly not the expert. They might know better than me.
I'm sure they have I'm sure they have algorithms and like formulas all behind this.
A few spreadsheets and a focus group and a couple of hired people that know what they're talking about.
This is what we follow.
versus what is literally an off the top of my head idea
honestly do them some good, because it would be so different from what everybody's used to.
Yeah,
you know, it would them good.
Everything looks the same on every platform. Everything's optimized to be the quick cut and the same subtitles and the same this and that. And a lot of people just do stuff because that's what it's supposed to look like in their head. Yeah. So, yeah, there's probably a lot of that. Well, it's already working. Let's just stay there.
Well, we're at the 30-minute mark, so that means grab bag time.
The time I dread.
We only got three nips this time.
Well, one of them's a defroster. So
two of them are called a defroster 101 proof. So basically, we take a bag, grab some shots out of there, and they're like the worst things you can buy.
The worst?
Yeah, I'm
gonna
join you. His way to find the worst shots.
He's gonna join us.
Oh, all right.
I'm gonna join you with I've got some bad stuff. I got some like white lightning, like moonshine stuff here, but I think I'm gonna go for
speaking of moonshine, we're not doing it right now, but we have an actual contest where we have a grab bag where one of the shots has been emptied out and replaced with water, and if anybody on the show gets the water shot, we have to eat a pickled egg that has been pickled in
pickled moonshine.
Pickled moonshine, basically. It's everybody has to eat it.
It's been sitting in there
that's
for
on the show
now.
So all right, so. But not today.
No. Has to
grab bag. All right. Reaching the
I'll join you.
Ooh, what do you got? That looks fancy. That doesn't look that cheap.
This is Devil's Dew. Was a gift to the podcast. Where's this from? Devil's Dew. It's 124 proof.
Oh my God.
Where is this from? I don't know what that state is. Oh, West Virginia.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Damn.
They're like the masters of this.
I got the defrost.
Oh, he got it. Yes. Yes, it can only be better for me.
Oh, no, you got 50-50.
Oh, no, it can only... Fuck. All right. Grab bag.
Reach in the bag. What did you grab?
Oh, dude.
Grape schnapps?
No, grape ice. Where do you get these?
In Adams.
How do you get these in Adams? I thought they banned them.
No, that was North Adams that banned them.
Fuck, dude. All
right.
Grape ice? Like, how is that a shot? Like, let's get that in the frame. Let's see if it'll focus.
Oh, where's that from? Japan? What is that?
How do they make a grape shot? Like
it actually came out really good. This is what I got. It's called Defrost.
You guys are drinking apple martinis over here.
His looks like something you would pour into your car to defrost the windows.
That's why I grabbed it. I was defrost.
Yours looks like it'll turn you into a Ninja Turtle. That is some neon green death bottle.
Grape ice monster or something, but it's just peppermint schnapps.
And I'm the one ending up with 120 4 proof.
Wow, you actually have 23 proof on us, I think. I have 101.
This is 100.
So you got 24 proof on him and 23 on me. Like, holy Christ.
Yeah, we got to get the strong
stuff. I drink very rarely anymore, but back in the day, there was about a decade's worth of touring, specifically with the Whiskey Brothers and some stuff where we just stunt drank. I've got a photo from a show we did in Jennings, Louisiana. Three of us did 56 shots in an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
Of various stuff. Whiskey to you name it, and it didn't end well. It was I remember picking Rob up the next morning, and he just came bursting out of the hotel room, and I threw up everywhere. I left a 20 on the counter. We gotta go. Like, that was the next. But this will hurt, but it won't be the end of the world. So cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
I guess he's gonna start it. Mm-hmm. Okay. How was your defroster?
Oh, that goes right up your nose. It's like mouthwash.
Wasabi.
That's mouthwash.
Oh, you remind me of the hobos at the bus stop drinking the mouthwash. You really do.
You can smell peppermint schnapps.
I feel like
Actually, I think this is better than peppermint schnapps.
You've invented smell-o-vision with that that shot you just took.
Wow.
Cheers. Oh, all right. Up next.
I'm going to go second because I'm going to need you to talk while my mouth waters.
Okay.
You know
this
what
is on you.
I don't want to be the last guy who slams the shot and then you guys are like, "So tell us about the new." And I'm spitting everywhere. So, cheers.
Oof. Oh, the eyes. You can always tell when the eyes flicker, you know.
Yeah.
And then you can see they're starting to get red around the edges. Like it's
who's on hot ones now?
Who's on hot ones now? Like it's almost like he took some hot sauce. That was.
I still want to do a hot ones episode.
Yes, but with shots, we started with like a really delicious shot.
We've done that.
No, but I mean like do as many as hot ones does.
Yeah.
Instead of just three. Because
if you guys did five shots, I don't think you could do the full
progressively getting worse.
But if everyone not worse in, here's what they should be. They should get progressively better in actual quality, but harder to drink, if that makes sense.
Ooh.
Because
there
are some, I think there's some things along the way that are lower proof, but also kind of disgusting to some people.
Yeah.
Right, like I would to me, Frenet is a hard. It's not an easy shot. It tastes like whatever Frenet is. It's an aperitif, and if you gave me that early on, that would be a struggle. I would have to stop for a second. And I think you could do that. And then when you get to the top, that final shot may be like 120 something proof, but it's also like George T. Stagg or a good bottle of something you're supposed to have with a drop of water, but you're disrespectfully shooting.
I like that.
Shot.
I do. I think we should do that.
And then the very last one, you just boof.
No, because then you're definitely going to the hospital for alcohol poisoning because you're already going to be like four or five shots in and then you're boofing a shot and it's going to be the strongest shot of them all. Like, no.
Yeah, that's is that what I think it is? Does this involve a headstand?
Maybe
is
we could get Steve. Oh wait, Steve O doesn't drink anymore.
Butt chugging.
He doesn't do it anymore though.
Yeah, no, Steve O doesn't.
Damn.
But that was my question. I do imagine that involves
that's
a handstand.
That's a good take
right?
on it.
Yeah, it could.
Because we started with like a really delicious like cream liqueur and then it got a little bit worse and a little bit worse, and then like the end one was just like nasty.
But if you did it, I'm trying to think of the tiers, right? Six shots is a lot to ask someone to drink in probably what's going to be 90 minutes. So three of them are probably going to be more than 80 proof. Maybe the other three are going to be less. So if you start with like a really good, creamy, like a flavored Bailey's-y kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something that tastes good to drink. All right, cool. That was fun. Then that second one might be an aperitif. It's got a little wonky flavor. Here's something you've never had before. The third one's a little harder, but maybe not as weird. And then the fourth one's really weird. And then you just keep building them till you get. But they're all good things. And then you're introducing people to new alcohols every show too. Here's something you've never heard of.
That would be good. I mean,
I like that.
I wouldn't want to do it all the time, but we should definitely start doing this like every couple of shows. Yeah.
Once a month, you guys should do one in a series, and then that should go in its own YouTube playlist, and people should be able to watch them all in a row.
Yeah, we should keep it separate, too, because I feel like actually filming that would be content in itself, because it's towards the end, it could get very good or very bad.
Yeah. Well, that's y'all's job as the host to keep it, to keep the guests from dying. And
he could throw us for a loop and just like be like, all right, yeah, this one's so and so, and then he replaced it with Everclear or something. It's just like,
you don't want to punish anybody. That's not the we don't want to film a snuff film. We wanted this to stay in the podcast.
I actually just because I did take a shot of Everclear, and literally when I said that, it was like you know how you get that ghost feeling of something that you've felt before. It was like I had that burning sensation in my. Anyways, cheers, because nothing can be as worse as that.
Cheers. When I was 20, 8 years old, I celebrated my 21st birthday party for the second time in the same bar. And the bartender, I remember his name, it was Jeff. He was a redheaded guy. He had a ponytail. I'll never forget it. And I was trying, he knew I was under, like, there was no way I wasn't underage, but I was there with some friends and I was like, man, I just need whatever will get me the most fucked up in one drink.
Jesus.
And he was like, you sure? And I'm like, yeah, man. And he pulls out a bottle of Everclear and this place was called The Zone. I remember they served everything in styrofoam cups. And when he set it on the counter, he poured the Everclear in
it
and he goes, you're going to have to drink it through it before it eats through the cup. He goes, so hurry. So I grab, and you could start to see it like acid eating through, and you just grab it. And he poured like two fingers or three. It was absurd. It was a huge shot. And my face exploded. And I was drunk. I was like 20 years old. I was drunk until 4 o'clock the next day.
Yeah.
Like I was so, but my face, when you said Everclear.
Yeah.
Just did the
Everclear.
When you try it, if you ever try it, you will never forget it.
I do
want to
get a bottle
because
you can make other stuff with
it. It's 180 proof pure grain alcohol.
Yeah.
Like it's just, you can go buy isopropyl and it's very similar.
Yeah. It's like the strongest legal alcohol you can buy in stores.
It's pure alcohol. I mean, there's nothing else. Yeah. I think that and diesel they used to make, but those, they're just, it's pure. You would put it in punch if you were making, I've got 300 people coming over for Halloween.
Yeah.
We're making drinks in the bathtub.
The jungle juice.
Do we want to use the good rum or does someone want to go get something that we can just dump in a bathtub?
Nah,
and it's very much bathtub
dump
drinks.
In the bathtub.
Oh, hell yeah.
I do want to make some.
Make that hooch.
I want to make some drinks for Champlain with Everclear.
Remember that time we were jokingly like, oh yeah, let's use this as hooch, and it turns out it was actually hooch.
Oh yeah. We found like a what is it, 5 gallon?
Yeah, it was like one of those water bottle things. Yeah, for the water fountains.
Yeah, had two X's on the side. We don't understand how
it was like.
Hooch.
It was like a red,
it was
tinged liquid. It almost looked like a tea. And it was just out in this like deserted like baseball field area, and we were like, "Oh, we'll use that for our show that we were filming. We needed something that looked like hooch," and like we brought it back to like
our
home, and he opens it up and he actually smells it and
it was
legitimately
hooch.
Fucking hooch because it was like alcohol
it
content, and
fermented.
You get hit in the face,
you
and
guys,
I was whoo. Just like, "Dude, how do we?"
Did y'all just Bruce Almighty your way into a jug of hooch? Did you just smoke it into existence?
It was like, it's the craziest thing I think we've ever experienced while filming. Because like we were jokingly just needing something to look like hooch. And we found it out in the wilderness. And we got
this
it.
This is what happens
home.
When you find a genie in a New York field.
This place used to be a really nice softball complex.
It
had three fields. It was big. It's got big lights. It's got the big spotlights. And it just went to shit.
Over like the past like
10 years.
No, 4 or 5 years. Because I was there like when I was dating Susan, which was 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, close.
Now. And.
It always sucks when a
good
softball
game
field
there.
Yeah.
Goes south.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, a softball game.
Anyway,
you always hate when the softball games go.
This is
south.
Such a tragedy.
It turned
what are we gonna do?
It turned to it turned to a dump for people to bring their shit to. So
and
there's a
hobo wasteland. We'll call it.
There's mattresses there. There's a dumpster that's over full that they should have dumped a long time ago.
Well, I'm sure they forgot that the dumpster was there. They would have went and got it.
There's couches that people dumped off, rugs, fucking all sorts of shit.
Isn't it weird when somebody just leaves one piece of trash on the ground then everyone else is like, well, I mean, somebody's going to have to pick that up.
This guy left a fucking car seat out here, so I'm just going to dump, you know, my couch out
here.
Yeah,
exactly.
The next guy comes in, I dumped their fucking couch
out. All that car
here.
Seat's missing is a baby. I've got one of those.
So
and then the next guy.
We saw an opportunity. We're like, well,
we're
there's all this furniture
room.
Here. We might as well make a living room out of it. And we ended up making like this perfect hobo living room, like slash like hideaway, and it worked out for where we were filming. But it was just like, holy fuck! Like within a couple years, they just litter this place with so much trash. It's like
I'm about to I'm about to bring my mattress out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, things that you literally have to pay to dispose of is just out there. Yep.
I'm probably going to bring my mattress out there.
You mentioned Lake, did you say Champlain earlier?
Yes, we go there every year.
The lake? Does it have the monster? Is that
we
the
haven't
lake
seen
with
the
monster?
But we've gone pretty damn close to it.
We go pretty close because we go to a tourist attraction.
I mean, you can't get any closer than being on an island on Champlain.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
But we go to this place. Fuck, what is the name
Burton
of
Burton Island.
No, the tourist attraction, motherfucker. Not
the tourist
fucking
attraction? Where do we go that's a tourist attraction?
The place
attraction
that sells the shirts, bro, with the ice cream.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember the place.
Okay, anyways, there's a place on Grand Isle.
South Hero.
Yeah. You could probably just search up ice cream place on Grand Isle, and it'll be the only place. But you go there, and they sell shirts of, like, this monster on the shirt.
Champ.
And it's called Champ. Like, that's their monster, and it's just like, so we asked the owner and of this place, and it turns out she was in a documentary or something. Mm-hmm. Like, she actually had, like, a film crew come out and film her experience, and then she opened up this tourist attraction where you can go and get ice cream and get these shirts. And
so she's seen the monster.
She's seen it. We haven't seen it personally, but we've gone to and experienced a conversation with the person that has seen it.
Yeah, you're one degree of Kevin Bacon away from a monster. Yeah,
exactly. Yes.
That's incredible. Yeah. So did she, and then she's obviously, I'm not saying she's a liar, because I mean, some people have seen some monsters. There's some truth to it, right? It's got to, and it can't be that her entire business is built around it, right? Like, that can't be the whole
it literally is.
We only see a quarter of it. Where we go, we only see a quarter.
Well, no, because this year, we just found out last year that they have an escape room. And it's like, wait, this fucking tourist attraction for Champ the Monster now has an escape room.
Yeah.
It's like, what's this
because
escape
you gotta
room
give them,
yeah, we gotta check that.
You gotta give them something to do because nobody's there seeing the fucking monster. That's what we do know for sure. It's not like we all hanging out on the balcony or the deck looking through the binoculars at the whales and the Puget Sound. No, we're all going out here to Maggie's ice cream shop and listen to her tell her, so when I was in 1930, I saw Champion crawled up onto the shore and made me a sandwich. And my mama was right there. And I said, Mama, look. And when she looked back, the champ was back in the water. It looked like a seal.
I have video footage. It's all pixelated.
We have to do.
How is there no?
We got to do it.
These phones are cinematic. You can shoot an entire film on an iPhone and no one can get a picture yet?
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's like, I'm curious about this escape room because this whole tourist attraction is based around her.
It's a trap.
Her sighting of Champ, the monster.
Champ is
so
in that escape room.
Are we escaping Champ from the water? Because it's like, if that's the scenario, I'm in.
Wouldn't that be cool if you went in and you were like, I want to do the escape room. And she was like, fine, $25. And you said, okay. And then they whacked you with a mallet and stuck you in a car and rolled up all the windows and locked the doors and pushed you into the lake.
There you go.
And you're like, this is the realest shit I have ever done. I'm a 5 stars, Maggie. I'm dead.
Yeah,
someone's going to have to leave this
stars
for me.
So like, but as I'm dying, I'm just like, 5 stars. This is the most like
just
real
as you go black, Champ swims by you and you see the beast right in the eyes. And you're like, oh, the payoff was worth it.
Oh, shit.
We got to get snorkels and swimming fins that go on
your feet. Dude, I'm telling you, man. Like,
no, you don't get any of those. Champ only reveals itself to those about to die.
Like a Leviathan. Or, fuck, what's that thing called? I literally have it tattooed on me. Fuck, what's his name?
Oh, it's right at the tip of my tongue.
Fuck, he's like the octopus.
Cthulhu? Cthulhu?
Cthulhu, there we go.
Cthulhu?
Cthulhu.
How do you pronounce it?
Yeah, Cthulhu.
The H.P. Lovecraftian.
Yeah, yeah, I got him. He's
the
on my
tentacles
shoulder here. I can't do it because, well, I guess I can.
But the point is, you more than we'll anything, you we'll shouldn't have a tattoo on you that you don't know what it is. Like that's.
I mean, you can kind of see. Lemon
okay,
whistling.
That's
a little bit there, yeah.
That's 100%
fair. I did
like
fair a skull version of him because, like, My interpretation of like these god and mythical creatures would be like, mm-hmm. well, we haven't seen them, so they got to be dead, right? So like, when I went to the tattoo artist, I was like, can you make him dead? And they're like,
but
yeah,
then
I
what
can
if
turn
he's
that
like
into a skull? And I'm like, all right. And then I saw it, and I'm like, yeah, I guess that works.
What if you got like the one Lovecraftian tattoo artist who that was against his religion? And he was just like, no.
Cthulhu?
And,
are you fucking serious?
And not only no, now I have to tell the Dark Lord what you've done. And now.
Yeah, Cthulhu is going to be thoroughly pissed with this shitty tattoo. Just saying.
I can't do it. The Dark Lord said no. But there's a great guy down the road. He's a good friend of mine. He'll do it for $350.
Frank from down the road, he specializes.
Has no beliefs whatsoever. He's a Christian. He'll draw octopus gods on your shoulder all you want. It's not a problem.
And me, I'm over here like, man, I just had a theme of like skull shit. And they're just like, yeah, that's religious. I don't think I can do it.
From this summer, from the Dead God Collection comes
Cthulhu or Cthulhu, however you pronounce it.
Cthulhu? I don't, you know.
Catatulu.
Guthel's Ice Cream. I heard a commercial from them. They're opening soon. Guthel's.
Yeah, that's only a New York thing. Yeah. I don't think he's heard those
commercials.
Well,
no, I'm just telling you that Guthel's is opening soon.
Yeah,
but I've heard the commercial, even if it's not Guthel's. I've just heard Guthel's for the same thing. Down in Texas, they're just, you know, come on down to Guthel's new brisket sandwich. It's the same
brisket sandwiches, but
Sunday brisket sandwiches.
All right,
come down
so
to Guthel's. You've never had flavors.
We have Guthel's ice cream. You say Guthel's like brisket sandwich, and I'm fucking sold. Like 110%. Like.
On Texas toast.
Oh,
that's, you know what I mean?
Dude.
Like that,
like,
big, thick-ass,
yeah,
buttery bread.
Texas toast all
smoked
time.
Brisket. Fucking smoked,
yeah, smoked
for
brisket
like 12
with a...
hours. Oh, fuck,
come on,
dude.
Man. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. With a big, thick piece of like an inch thick, too. Like four pieces of Wonder Bread all superheroed and Voltroned up together. And then you just get that crispy on the outside.
He
but that,
referenced
but
Voltron.
The inside,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it's the inside has that. It's still kind of steamy, like when you bite it and it just like
no
a little
pulling.
Little
it just falls apart. Like that's the best brisket. Fuck, dude.
But,
fuck the
Guthel's ice cream.
You can do it. Use your words.
Yeah, that from fucking Albany, New York. Fuck you guys. You ain't got shit on Texas.
Guthel's. I'm about to that open name. A Guthel's this afternoon.
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna do.
They got brisket.
Guthel's brisket and toast.
When you
in fact, when you order dessert, there's no ice cream, Guthel's. You just get more fucking brisket. How you like that?
I'm literally door dashing it right now. It's gonna take 34 hours to get here, but I don't even give a fuck.
When
it's
you name
that.
A business Guthel's, you gotta make it extreme. Like, I can imagine they have some extreme
park.
Fucking ice cream over there. Down in Texas, Guthel's has extreme fucking brisket.
To get to the brisket, you got to do a parkour challenge.
In Texas, and we're not afraid to. Guthel's is a girl, and she's ugly, and we put her right on the sign.
Yeah.
We're not even afraid.
Yeah,
that's how good the brisket
is. We don't even care.
Is.
She spreads her legs, and everybody's willing.
Like that
little cross-eyed. She's missing that front tooth.
Perfect.
Like she's never going to eat an apple again.
Utica, the fucking the beaver in Utica, the big statue of the beaver with the breasts.
Yeah. I know the beaver.
That's Guthel.
The beaver.
Guthel's.
Guthel's beaver.
Eat Guthel's
beaver.
And instead of 3D boobs on the statue, it's
Guthel's
3D.
Now seems like a female name. Now that we've realized
it is. It is.
Eat Guthel's
beaver. Unattractable.
Yeah,
it's like now
we've
turned her into a
female.
When
we go get ice cream from Guthel's, they're probably gonna have like
liquor beaver flavored ice
Guthel
cream.
Was born
it's like pineapple.
Guthel was born in 1927, I believe, in the Dust Bowl.
Yes.
That's the one we're talking about.
The heyday of the Dust Bowl.
It's just Guthel
for sure. And
moved
she's,
from New York to
like the peak gust
Texas.
Of the Dust Bowl.
Oh yeah, she's a Steinbeck character.
She wears a moon
Guthel, I believe. Yeah, 100%. She does. Comes all the way down to her feet, just colorful
Guthel,
enough to believe she's still got
Guthel
some hope.
Guthel Ethel.
Yeah. It's got a few stains, Guthel. But you can still see the four.
Her full name's Guthel Ethel.
God, you know what we're doing? We're combining Gertrude and Ethel, and that's why that's why I've got this vision in my head. 100% Guthel is Gertrude and Ethel, and both those people look exactly the same, and they look like Guthel. Yeah,
Guthel.
They definitely, they're definitely.
That's almost the transitive property in math.
Oh,
Guthel.
How did you kill America both the vapes, Guthel. Bro? Like literally, this motherfucker. Both my vapes were, like, at, like, 30-40%, and I go to hit them, and they're just, like, flashing at me, zero, it's dead. Like,
it's he's been low-key boofing the vape Guthel. While you've been,
Yeah, it wasn't me, it was
fucking Guthel Ethel, man.
He's got
this
it
bitch.
Stuck up. Anyway.
Guthel banana.
The Guthel banana. Dude, if that was a flavor... Like,
boy, if that was y'all's minor league baseball team, I would go. I would go watch the Guthel Bananas play.
I don't think I would show up. Like, if I was the team that faced the Guthel Bananas, it's
you
like...
You play the Guthel Bananas.
I'm not playing them. I'm not... My hamster just died. And my 12-year-old self can't handle the drama from this. So I'm not showing up to face Guthel.
If that's your get out of jail free card, the hamsters.
The hamster. All right. Always. When you're 12, that was the go to, the hamsters.
Totally fair. But when you're 12, you still had your grandparents to leverage.
Gammy.
You still had four.
Yeah,
you still had four of them to pretend were dead to get out of stuff.
Oh shit!
You didn't have to go to the hamster yet.
Oh, I can't.
Hamster's
make
a grown up. Hamster's a grown up excuse because when you're a grown person, you can't really. You're 60 years old. You can't be like, my grandparents. Just died.
I feel like we utilize like children though when we're like grown ups. Like, oh yeah, my kid's fucking.
Oh, God,
My kid's hamster Guthel just fucking died randomly, and now I have to deal with his drama.
People
I'm not
going
to be able
days,
to make it to work for the next week.
They use kids for everything. Like, you can be walking down the street, fart, and, like, someone be like, hey, did you just
my kid was there.
What if my kid came by and you farted in my kid's face and you're looking around and it's not somewhere where kids
should
be?
Do you not know Monty Python? Because if you don't know Monty Python, he does it in your general direction, motherfucker.
In the 20th century, all the decades has had an identity, right? The 50s were the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. Yep. Every time I say one of those decades, you get an instant picture in your head. And I don't think we have that in the last 25 years.
No,
like I don't know.
It was like a blur
that the aughts has an identity because it doesn't even really have a name. No. We don't even agree on what it's called, right? The aughts, the zeros, the preteens.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
And then the teens, do we call them the teens? Because I don't think a 2010 through 2019 is the
2010s.
No.
So there's just everything between 2000 and now.
Yeah.
No, it's 2000 and then now.
It's post
and all the shit in between.
9/11 and pre 9/11. And now it's post pandemic or pre pandemic.
Yeah.
It's really
so
pre and post Taylor Swift.
Yeah, there we go.
I think that's our identity. That's our flag
Taylor
in the
Swift,
sand.
The
is when
Taylor
queen.
Swift, yeah.
All hail Taylor
I think she
Swift.
Was right the early 2000s. What is the line of demarcation?
Taylor Swift.
TS and PS and AS? ATS and PTS?
The only woman to
win
the Super
Bowl,
and
as a chief.
Steal the show.
I got to pee. I'll be right back.
All right, before we end the podcast, let's end it with this masturbating handyman gets off.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
I know.
Simon Lawrence of 55 over here.
Yeah, a handyman who masturbated over a tenant's knickers has been
acquitted of
criminal damage. Simon Lawrence, 55. Had been called to fix a faulty washing machine when he entered Joanne Hatton's bedroom at the cottage.
Oh, God.
What cottage?
Help me. I'm stuck.
They're Canadian?
She rented with her partner, Thomas Jones. Ah, is this Canadian?
Whoa.
No.
She's a lady. Is that the Thomas
Jones? Was he a cuckold?
I think it's, I think it's Floridian.
Was Thomas Jones a cuckold?
Maybe. We'll find out.
Help, I'm stuck in my washer machine, my faulty washer machine.
But he...
I can get you all out.
But he didn't realize the couple installed a motion-censored camera there to watch their cat. The couple... Yeah, they watched their cat, okay.
Uh-huh.
The couple were driving to Somerset for Christmas when Joanna got an alert on her phone from the camera that had been activated on the 19th of December, 2022. She watched in horror as Lawrence laid out her underwear. So the handyman laid out her underwear on the bed and began to pleasure himself.
Awesome.
In a statement read out in court, she said, "Watching this was absolutely horrifying, and I felt extremely violated.
So I had to watch it three more times.
She had to continue watching it. I will have to carry this burden for the rest of my life." Here's another quote.
"As I watch it until I die.
When we returned, I could not stay in the bedroom and threw all my underwear away." Because he touched all his underwear, or all her underwear.
His.
"We had to move out of the house because I felt completely unsafe there." Oh my God, this is taking a turn I didn't expect.
That's kind of,
I think,
like,
that's a little overboard.
Yeah.
Who stole her underwear? A ghost?
She watched on her own cameras that a handyman masturbated on her underwear. It's like, you didn't need to move out of your house for that. All you had to do was change the locks and fucking file a complaint against this handyman. Like, they're like, "Oh, I can never live in this house again.
I'm leaving."
Yeah, I'm leaving. All my underwear is tainted. I got to throw it away.
So I assume that the guy went and found it and then laid it out across the bed, or was this one of those situations where, like, it was like one of those traps where it was like put under a box with a stick, like it was all sitting on the bed, and then they had the camera angled over. Was it entrapment? Because if the dude went in, one, if you just letting a random ass handyman go through your house while you're driving to Christmas break, I'm not justifying anything.
But I agree.
You can't be surprised that some chicanery went down. I don't know if that's the right word. Two, how does this dude not know that everything is recorded in 2020?
How do you not see the camera light?
You don't sweep for bugs. You don't look in the corner for a blinking red light.
I look for a camera.
This really nice family in this really nice established neighborhood let me into their house while they're on vacation.
I hope I don't jerk off.
Clearly, they have some safeguards in place just in case anyone were to take their pants off in their bedroom. Yeah, just for the big stuff, right? You know what? It's not like they caught him out on the street.
Yeah.
You know, on the curb with the sunblocker up over the windows and you know, trying to rush it on his lunch break or something. If that's on your Ring cam, that's between you and God. You shouldn't have posted that. But if you got the dude in your bedroom going through your dresser drawers, jumping your regular drawers on the bed, and then doing, I'm not saying you got to move, but you got a strong argument for smacking this dude in his windpipe.
Yeah, or just, you know, don't have handyman come into your house while you're on vacation.
But maybe stuff's broken. Maybe God bless this poor woman, needed the washing machine because all of her underwear was dirty. Maybe she had worn her last pair to Christmas with the in-laws. She's already hoping nothing happens. She's hoping they're not stuck there an extra day. Otherwise, she's got to turn them inside out or whatever. But back home, God bless it, this handyman has come into her home and he's going to fix their washing machine.
I'll help you out.
No pun intended whatsoever.
I'll just jizz on your underwear to make you get new underwear because your underwear was tainted.
I mean, they were already dirty. You know, I don't understand.
I helped you get new underwear. I don't understand what the problem is.
It's the whole thing is indicative of the fact that I don't think anyone on this planet thinks anything through past about the first step. This woman didn't think about having a strange dude in her home, and this dude didn't think about masturbating to a strange woman's clothes past the first step.
Yep.
They both got to what if and went, yep. And you got to think it through a little bit.
No, they got to the first step, like literally the first step, and they're like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how this plays out.
Lawrence of the Street, I don't know what that means. I don't get the reference. Settlecum. Yeah.
Yeah, was, he did.
Initially, was that his name? Settlecum? Yeah, he's Settlecum. All right. Was initially arrested for burglary, but as he had been given a key by the landlady, Susan Milnes.
Oh, boy, it digs even deeper.
He could not be charged with that.
Yeah, of course, he because told... she was like, I want him jerking off on my underwear. That's where it all boils down to.
He told the court he had gone into the bedroom because she had asked him to, I thought this was...
him to go in and investigate.
I thought
underwear.
This was a...
this is
a typo, but it's not. But she asked him to go into the bed. He went into the bedroom because she asked him to check the soffits, part of the eaves at soffits. The front of the house, which he did from the bedroom window.
Yeah, I was about to say the plastic underneath the gutter with the overhang. You know how roofs overhang a little bit? The soffit would be that plastic little bit with all the holes punched in it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And it's like, why is the plumber checking the soffit?
Because she asked
the
him
handyman
to.
Rather
she asked him to, so he went in the bedroom to get access to it.
You do that from the outside. Yeah, you don't do that from the.
He wanted to do it from the inside.
That would raise a red
clearly,
flag.
And he couldn't. That's why he went through her underwear.
Yeah, drawer. Clearly, that's why he went through the underwear drawer.
He had become aroused when he saw a pair of Miss Hatton's knickers on the floor.
Would you call me?
And had got more out of her drawers. So he got more of her knickers out of the drawers. Once he had finished, he put the underwear back in the drawer.
Is this in America or is this in the UK?
I don't know.
Because.
Sounds very
good. Yeah. It does.
Which means the underwear was in the left drawer and not the right.
Yes. He took the drawers out. He took the underwear out, jerked off, and put it back in. Lawrence told the court. He thought he had been in private, but had no idea he was on camera. The court heard the video of him masturbating.
Heard.
Was later circulated around parents.
Didn't
in,
see
in
the video.
Area
heard.
Who were concerned he was concerned. He
the video was viewed 774 times.
He was employed
was
by the primary. He was employed by the primary school.
Hang on.
Garden had he helped construct.
Hang on, I need to know why the court heard the video, not saw the video.
Because you can hear the video.
Why was he being heard though?
Because audiobooks are easier.
Why was he making noise?
Well, he was employed at the primary school. He said, "A lot of my work has been based in Saldicum, with regular customers, and that's
he's got regular
all but
regular
dried
customers.
Up.
That's
all that's dried
She's
up.
Really the only one who's ever complained.
I don't understand the problem with what I'm doing here. I mean,
Jesus,
this is my first complaint.
But his work got dried up because of the things that have been spread around the
village. Yeah, of course, so because somebody complained and now he can't do his normal work.
It went around the village. There's a bunch of other paragraphs.
Yeah. Oh, it what's went around name? The village. And, okay, yeah, they're definitely somewhere.
What's his name?
In the UK.
Seldom come or something like that.
That's not his name.
I don't know what his
look, name. Saul, I know you're
here.
Simon Lawrence was his name.
Simon, man, I know you're supposed to be here Saturday to work on the driveway. But I saw the video.
Yeah.
So I don't know what
47 he... times, Simon. 47 times, Simon, I watched it. Yeah. Because Janie next door had seen it 46, and I didn't want her to win, that competitive bitch. And I just want to say you're free to work on the driveway, but
what you're doing is not really accomplishing much.
You can't come in my house.
But if you go through my underwear drawer, Simon, I'm single as a single man.
As a single man, I allow you to come in my house.
I hate to cut the podcast short as we're just getting into joking.
Dude, every time.
Yeah,
I swear.
Yeah, it's got to come to an end at some point. This has
all
been
all good
fun.
Things, my friends. You guys are great.
Do you got any socials you want to throw out there?
YouTube for sure at Sladeham, SLADEHAM. You can. That's everything on all the socials. So I made it real simple. You just find my name and you'll find my social. Yeah, simple. But the special's the thing, man. That's the thing to watch. April 2nd.
All that. And
very excited
and
about
yes.
it.
The description below. Head on over.
We
to
had the honor of watching it.
Yeah.
And it
yeah,
was,
we watched it before everybody.
It was awesome. And you are yep. guaranteed to laugh. So April 2nd, go and watch that shit. Links
head
down
on,
below.
Head on over to our website, www.swamptalkpodcast.com for all things DSB and Swamp Talk.
Yes.
And, you know, cut it. It's shit.